Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is a Thursday, February 24th, 2011. This is Audible number 66. So, where do we go from here? The stock market had a triple-digit loss that was reversed towards the end of the day, and we actually still closed down for the day. Well, you probably already know the Dow was down a little over 37, and the NASDAQ was actually up. The S&P was basically flat. It's amazing how far down we came so quickly this week. If you recall back, I think it was January 18th where I lightened up on my beta, and I now have a beta of under one, so whatever happens to the S&P 500, I'll do a little less. If the S&P goes up, one, I'll probably go up about 90 cents. If it goes down one, I'll probably go down 90 cents. So something like that. I think that's where my beta is, approximately. But S&P was flat. And the NASDAQ, the NDX, is actually lower than it was when I sold on January 18th, or right about there. I didn't actually look at the NDX today. So maybe it's back up from where I sold. But, once again, oil very volatile today. Up big today early, and then down. Some soothing words from the president, who says that he thinks we'll be able to ride this out, the Libya situation out, and it will stabilize. Of course, there's a lot of other stuff going on over there in the Middle East, right? And that can erupt at any time. It's just crazy over there, and we really don't know how it's going to play out. Timothy Geithner also said that he thinks the world has ample oil reserves. And I think he's somewhat right. I mean, before this all happened, we had about 4 million barrels a day of excess inventory. And Libya contributes, I think, just a little over 1 million per day to the global output. So when we can absorb some of this, but I think it's the whole... everything that's going on over there. It's just not just Libya. It's just kind of this whole, all these protests. And hopefully it's leading to a democratic revolution over there. But we really don't know how that's going to play out, right? But one interesting thing is, did you hear the quotes from Gaddafi today? He says that bin Laden is behind the Libyan uprising. He said that the protesters are loyal to bin Laden. And then this is the funny part. He claimed the terrorist group was placing hallucinogenic pills to teenagers in their morning coffee and besieged parents to keep better control of their teenage children. So, here's a quote. "This is Al-Qaeda and the whole world is fighting," Gaddafi said. "You have no reason not to enjoy a peaceful life. Get control of your children. Keep them at home. Those young teenagers, they're carrying machine guns and they feel trigger happy." I think somebody's putting something in somebody's coffee, right? Other news today. Boeing wins a big contract for a refueling tanker. It says a $35 million contract. It's been a 10-year process. It'll provide an estimated 50,000 aerospace jobs. I didn't divide 50,000 into 35 million because I don't know. How big of a number is? That doesn't seem right, does it? Because 35 million... okay, you know what? That's the headline. Gosh, it says $35 billion in the article. Now that makes more sense. Extra zeros matter. Otherwise, just fuzzy math, right? Another thing that might be helping the oil flow is Saudi Arabia. This said that they're in talks with European refiners to fill the gap caused by the disruption in Libya. So, and none of this, I think, diminishes the need for us to think about, getting off foreign crude. We really need to do something. It's a bit ridiculous that we keep finding ourselves in the situation every few years where something happens in the Middle East and suddenly we're wondering what we're going to do. In other news, the Sacramento Kings seek extension to file for relocation. If you're following what's going on with the Kings, they are looking to move from Sacramento, or the rumor is they're looking to move. They've been talking to Anaheim about that. So, interesting aspect for here for Sacramento. That would put three teams down in Southern California. I would think the people in Orange County are Lakers fans by the most part. So, how would they react to having the Kings there? I don't know. Interesting, huh? And as for me, I don't really care if the Kings are here in Sacramento. There was a day I had season tickets to the Kings, but that was a while ago, and I don't really, I don't know. I watch games on TV when I watch them, and I'm also a Lakers fan, so I don't know. I'm just not that into seeing the live games. They're kind of pricey for what it is, right? I always feel like I got robbed when I go to the arena. It's just, with parking and tickets and concessions, it's like, man, I could have gone to Vegas for the weekend. Seriously. Anyways, hey, I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from MusicAlley.com's PodSafe Music. This is Kepi Kootz with Slapstick Chick. See ya.
Startled by the silly shit I seem to do with alarming frequency. I could be striding my step down the side of the street when I find my feet dripping me to the ground. I was so sure you were waving in my direction. Beginner's karate until I swung my foot straight into your head. Well, we laughed until your nose had bled all that it could. Yeah, we should probably sit this one out. I was so sure of my athletic talents, even though I got no sense of balance. 'Cause I'm a slapstick chick, I gotta laugh at the stuff that drives me down. I'm the clown in this comedy. You keep me out of my head, fixed instead on how I feel. It keeps me real. We'll drink until our vision is blurred. Let's raise a toast. Slapstick cheese.